say, Fred, do you realize there are some people who only catch the program between 9:30 and 10 who listen to you almost every single night and perhaps have grown tired of you?
They have the prerogative of turning off the radio, Tommy, but I enjoyed your talk with the gal from the South that you contacted. She gave a good, a very good time of conversation with you, and you're superlative as usual, of course.
Well, thanks, Fred. And, I guess you and I are back in.
Nice to have
you back in my good graces.
Too, of course.
Huh? What? Yeah. What'd you say there, Fred?
I said,
Shadow
nice
Man?
To have Clyde back.
Yeah, where the heck did Clyde go anyway?
Well, I don't know. He might have had to make a slight detour.
I talked
to you about my my experiences of flying and.
Hey, you told me about your you sat up in the ball turret and read Harlequin Romances.
Yeah, and I didn't even have to sit in that after a while. I stayed up in the waist of the ship because
because there was nothing to do. Were you actually? You sure you weren't fighting the wrong war?
I didn't have any much to do with where we were going or why we were there or how we.
Wouldn't that be a shame, though, to find out later on you guys were fighting the wrong war?
Well, I'm sure we were fighting the right war, Tommy, but I'm glad that I wasn't on the ground and had to go through those experiences that the fellows that were the ground troops had being.
That's a bad cough. You know what I wonder about, Freddie? I wonder how many guys, and I imagine there were some. Let's not deny this happened, first of all. But how many? I'm wondering how pervasive this was. How many guys came back from World War II having not been in combat at all? In fact, they might have worked a desk or they stocked army parts or something. But they told folks that they were at the Battle of the Bulge, or Iwo Jima, or Guadalcanal, or D-Day, and they had a lot of details from talking to other GIs, and I wonder how many of them just spun the yarn and just BS'd from here to Kingdom Come, and in some cases for good reasons, perhaps to get a girl, and in other cases for not so good reasons to try and garner favor with the other veterans or even nab a medal they didn't have coming or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's forgivable if you're getting a girl by telling a story like that. Maybe if you said you were stocking parts to tanks in a factory or a warehouse or something, you wouldn't get the girl. And they were coming back overseas, they were coming back from somewhere and they were thinking to themselves, I just keep thinking of Mary coming down the lane, hair of gold, lips like cherry. Wasn't that Mary? Mary had hair like that, didn't she? The green, green grass of home. And Mary's going to go for Bob, because Bob is a decorated hero.
Well,
so I'm going to change the story and say my medals are still coming, Mary.
Tommy, they say...
Yes, she'll all come to see me in the shade.
Wait, that guy's not a vet. He's a prisoner, isn't he? What's that song about anyway, Fred?
Which one is the song, though, Tommy?
Oh, the Green, Green Grass of Home. Mary with the Lips Like Cherry. Down the lane she comes.
No, I don't know that one either.
What?
No.
The hell you don't?
Oh, no, I don't.
Fred, this is your era.
Yeah, well...
You know the song better than I do.
Did your mother come from Ireland? Is there something in
Fred, there? Fred, let's start over. I'll bet you $100 you know this song.
Yeah, how does it go again?
Yes, they'll all come to see me neath the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Yeah, well, the shade of the old apple tree, I remember that one, I think. But
then I stop and look around me at these four walls that surround me. And I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. But there's a God and there's a sad old padre. Down the lane they'll walk at daybreak as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home. You're not going to tell me you don't know that song, Freddy.
No, I don't.
Ball turret gunner my ass, you must be 20 years old.
I might be, but...
You weren't in World War II!
I know. Did I tell you that, Tommy?
The green, green grass of home, all the songs over the years that you've sung on this program, and you've never heard that song?
Green, green grass of home. All I know is you put the green side up, Tommy.
But, Fred! But you know the song. You're toying with me.
I know. When we landed in May of 45 and came back to the United States, I got off the ship and kissed the ground.
Did you? I'd have done that too.
Then we went out to Las Vegas.
I'd have done more than kissed it. I'd have gone to third base with it.
Then we went out to Las Vegas, Nevada, and we were going to get retrained to go over to the Far East and be in B-29s. And thankfully, the war ended, and then with Japan, and then we were out of it, of course. But
you think of the big celebration downtown in 1987 when the Twins won the World Series, and then you think what it would have been like on VJ Day, and I'm just sorry I wasn't around to share a drink with some folks and kiss a nurse or whatever you did. I think it was open season. You could just kiss any girl you saw back then.
Oh, yeah. I got out in October of...
Can't now. If the war ended now, you know how many lawsuits there'd be?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. They call it refinement, Tommy. I call it downright despicable part on our society.
Oh.
Our society is not... We're not evolving... Tommy, we are devolving.
It depends. You got to pick the area. Technologically, we're improving.
Yeah.
In other areas, we're not doing so well.
Well, that's it. Technology.
Well, now in other areas, we are too.
Well, not too much in the area of really the refinement of the human personality. The human being.
Hey, Freddie. Freddie.
Yeah.
40 years ago, we had colored and white drinking fountains. We're improving.
Not here, Tommy.
Huh? Well, we didn't have them physically I think there are some people who would have loved to see them.
Well,
but
we didn't have much racial problems up here in Minnesota.
Huh?
I went to Minneapolis Central High School. We had blacks there, and we didn't think a thing different of them as far as blacks or whites.
Well, how about if I don't argue with you and we just agree that as a nation we had some problems in that area? There are other areas that we've improved in. Let me think of a few other ones. Let's see, medicine. Ding, 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 ding. Come on, Freddie, we're doing better than you think. You're not giving the human race credit.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here if we'd had the technology that we have today as far as shooting down aircraft, heat-seeking missiles. We'd all been gone.
Huh?
But you know, women, Tommy.
Women? See, women's the problem. It keeps coming back to women. Every time.
Well, we were talking about women. You were talking about...
Well, I was talking about Mary.
Spilling a yarn in order to get a woman. Well, women are like angels, Tommy.
Let me guess. Don't tell me. Women are like angels.
Yeah. They're always up in the air.
You can lead them to water, but
they never
can't drown them.
To wear.
Huh?
They're always harping, and they never have a thing to wear. They're always up in the air.
That one's good. All right, Freddie, I got to run.
But, Tommy, God bless you.
God bless you.
And Father Rick out there, we're waiting to hear from
Fred,
you.
Fred, is Father Rick kind of like the Pope to you? You never say goodbye without... Rick, what has he become to you? Sort of a spiritual figure, a mentor?
We'll be having our anniversary of our, it'll be our, I graduated in 42 from Minneapolis Central, so it'll be our 56th anniversary celebration this August.
Wow, congratulations.
We're getting together every 2 years now because waiting for 5 or 10, we might have too many on a departure.
Okay. And both races get to use the same punch bowl this year?
We all use the same. Yeah,
all right. Thank you, Fred, now. All right.
Thank you,
God bless you. God bless. Bye-bye now.
Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP.